Hey everyone, welcome into a special edition of the Woj Pod. I'm here with Dave Yeager. He's an assistant coach with the Philadelphia 76ers, of course, former head coach in the league with both the Memphis Grizzlies, who he led to the playoffs multiple times, and the Sacramento Kings, who, quite honestly, nobody has led to the playoffs in a very, very long time. Nobody's holding that against Dave, but Dave is obviously an assistant with the Sixers, and Dave, let's just cut right to it. We are taping this ahead of Saturday night, and Saturday night you play the Pacers, and after the game, you plan to share some news with your players on the Sixers in Indiana. What are you going to share with them, Dave?
Well, you know, in the locker room afterwards, everybody's gathered, our whole coaching staff, strength and conditioning, therapy, and the players. So it's a good opportunity to, at one time, for everybody to hear the same message. And that is that, I have cancer of the head and neck. On Saturday, I will have been 2 weeks into my treatment of radiation and chemotherapy. And that, you know, you want people to hear it. And that's what I will tell them, that you want them to hear it directly from me before they hear it from someplace else. And the reason of the timing is that at that point, I'm going to have to step away from the team because I can't go on the road and do radiation and chemotherapy in different cities around the country. So to continue my treatment, I need to step away from the team. And that way, you know, everybody hears it from one place. And also to reassure people, I mean, people have a lot of experiences and you don't know what those are in each of their individual families and their lives of dealing with cancer. We have caught it early. I'm very lucky. I've got, you know, an over a 90% chance of cure rate, but it's very scary and it's not enjoyable going through, but just to communicate that to our team and now with you.
Dave, can you walk us through the diagnosis? What led you? Did you go to the doctors because something didn't feel right, or did you learn of it in the process of another interaction with your doctor?
Yeah, good question. And this is kind of why we want to talk about this stuff openly, for people to understand and maybe be able to relate and maybe motivate people. About a year and 3 months ago, I called one of my doctors and I said, you know, I feel something on my throat. And it's a lump. And I'm right now I'm pointing to my lymph node. And so immediately, which a lot of people, this is what I would encourage people to do. Like you've got to like try to take action and we can talk about it. But so we immediately got a scan on it. And in fact, you know, I was so paranoid about it. Like, well, stick a needle in there and find out what's going on. Well, I don't know. Well, okay, well, we got it done. And it came back negative, and that was really good. So what is it? Well, it's just irritated or what that and this. And then so about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I called my doctor again and I said, you know, this thing isn't getting smaller. It appears to me it is not getting smaller. Of course, I stare at my face every day in the morning when I shave and I'm very sensitive to, I know what it's there, but it doesn't feel smaller. Let's do another scan. We did the scan and, you know, it's one of those days that you'll remember for the rest of your life. I was sitting in, we were in Toronto and he texted me. He says, we need to talk and let's just get it done right now. And here's what I think you've got. And that my doctor's in Memphis from when I lived there and with the Memphis Grizzlies. And we immediately transferred then to a great hospital here at Jefferson and got an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And then started right down with evaluating everything and then going into what we're into right now.
You mentioned, Dave, over a 90% chance that you can beat this and get past it. What have you learned and can share about the diagnosis, what you're up against, and what's ahead of you right now?
Well, certainly I have a tremendous workplace support system. So like, you know, as of right now, nobody knows, right? But after Saturday, people are like, why didn't you tell me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And but Doc Rivers has just been, I have so much respect for this man. I think he's a terrific coach and a terrific human being and has been very supportive of, let's do what you got to do. The front office, Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, and then our ownership, Josh Harris. And they've just been very supportive. Whatever you need, time away. You know, I missed a game last week on the road because of of having to do my radiation, and nobody knew about that, and they just supported that. So I appreciate that very much. With terrific doctors at Jefferson. So what you have is you have a chemotherapy doctor. You have a, and I get that once a week. We have a radiation doctor specific. So I get radiation Monday through Friday. That takes about 15 minutes. The other takes about 4 hours once a week. And so that's difficult, but it gets worse, I guess. The first 2 weeks is what I can take. And that's why I've stayed at work and do what I can. And now it's time for me to step away. And so I've learned a lot, though, you know, sitting in there and talking to the nurses that are working with you. And this is the stories for men and women, but especially as men, you know, we shave every day, and guys who, you know, have a skin tag or something on their neck, and I don't want to know. And they, you know, and they go check, and doc doesn't really do anything. And then, you know, a year later, 2 years later, they say, no, I'd really like to get this checked out. And they do a biopsy, and the guy's got, he's got throat cancer. This happens. You meet with your dentist, and the dentist says, you've got sores in your mouth. And we don't really take it that serious as men and go get it checked out. You know, these kinds of things happen. Or you got a sore throat, you can't swallow, and you take antibiotics, and it doesn't really get any better. And then, you know, like, it's not that big of a deal. You know what? It is a big deal. And then when you go back and find out, now you're a little further down the line in which stage you're at. And so I'm very fortunate in that regard, because I did push. I'm in stage one, so we've caught it very early, and the early detection and testing is really critical. And you know, this is one kind of cancer. There's lots of kinds of cancer, and certainly, as you and I've talked off of the show, the impact of cancer is crazy in our world. It is getting better. We're not where we all hope that it'll be, but we are improving.
You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand slams, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-timey chimney sweeps, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish. But you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com. Sign up today. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dave, coming to work since the diagnosis, getting treatment and still working, as a coach, you need your voice, your throat. It's an important part of how you do your job, communicating. What's that been like?
Well, first of all, the court and the coaches meetings are a little bit of refuge from dealing with, you know, going in and having, you know, radiation and chemotherapy. So that's kind of been enjoyable, actually, to get your mind off of that for a little bit. So I'm fortunate in that regard. But yeah, I mean, there's contributing factors, I think, as coaches, but we're all human beings. I drink 4 cups of coffee before 9 a.m. every day. You know what I mean? I scream for a living. I have acid reflux. So these kinds of things don't help you in this situation, but it's just part of being human and charging on. Like I said, we have a great group here, and Coach Doc has given me opportunities to be out on the court and teach. I've been in situations where other coaches, you know, head coaches, and sometimes I've done this as a head coach too, where it's just their voice and that's it. But he gives all of us an opportunity to coach and stay in our lane and build it out as we like to build it underneath what he's looking for. So that part has been enjoyable. It is a little bit of a struggle. The first 2 weeks of radiation are not terrible. Radiation, Woj is an additive effect. And so what'll happen, I have 7 weeks total of treatment. At the end of the 7 weeks, you know, I'm gonna need a couple extra, you know, hopefully not, but it keeps compounding onto itself. So the first 2 weeks aren't terrible. You can hear me now. I don't sound great. It's only going to get worse as far as your ability to swallow, as far as your ability to speak, as far as your ability to keep food down. So, you know, that's why we're doing it at the timing that we're doing it. But it's been enjoyable coming to work. But, you know, at times it can be a little strenuous.
Dave, what's it like? I know you've shared it with, and you mentioned some of the people who have been aware of it, what you've been going through, your head coach, Doc Rivers, the front office ownership. What's it like being around, you know, the other assistant coaches, staff, people who don't know what you're going through? And I don't know, just that sense day in and day out, is it an awkward feeling? You want to tell them, but it's not the right time yet to tell them. Obviously, you're by the time people hear the podcast, you'll have told them. But what's that been like the last few weeks, going to radiation, but not being able to tell most of the people you're around what you're dealing with?
Yeah, this is definitely, you know, we have high camaraderie in here. We've got a, you know, super bunch of people, you know, some people you knew before you come to a new place and have a relationship with them. And sometimes you only know of them and you get to know them. And we've certainly over the last year and a half become pretty close. And I certainly have wanted to share this struggle as well. But there's a lot of things you're trying to get in order as far as what goes out publicly. And you also, you know, I have a family and I want them to hear it from me first. And I'm away from my daughters, you know what I mean? And I try to find a way that, how can I tell them in person? And it hasn't worked out. So that was not an enjoyable phone conversation. And so there's a lot of different factors that come into why you do it the way you did it. Cause you know, people might say, well, yeah, you should have told us, but at the same time, it'll all be at the same time. And there's nothing but love, and everybody does. They have their own experiences, and I'm interested to hear what other people have gone through, you know, going forward.
Dave, the coaching profession has had pretty significant history. The coaches versus cancer, it's been a cause that at all levels of basketball, from the NBA, college, high school, really, that it has been something that I think most coaches at almost any level have, you know, either significantly participated with or been around it, and different fundraisers. Do you imagine for you the chance to maybe use your coaching in the NBA and people, you know, you've been a head coach and you have a platform. Do you imagine as part of your struggle and what you're going through that there's a chance to impact more people? And you talked about prevention, getting out ahead of it, going to your doctor when you sense something's not right. And obviously all the checkups that men our age, you're younger than me, Dave, even though you've coached in three defunct basketball leagues, three. Right? The USBL, the IBL, International Basketball League, and then of course the Continental Basketball Association. So three leagues at 47, that might be a record. You're not 67. But the chance to do that now, Dave, for you.
Well, I think, you know, at some level, everybody's been impacted by cancer, you know, and whether it be, you know, as a coach, and I think perhaps we're following down the line of the vein too much of it being this being a guy issue. We were on a sports show and this, that, and the other. No, like you talk about, well, the women in our lives and the cancers that they deal with. And so that does, maybe the guy standing there on the sidelines hasn't had to experience cancer in his own life, but his wife or his mother or those kinds of things as well. So the circles of cancer is going to touch you at some level. And so with this, you know, I know Dick Vitale, friend of mine, going through cancer treatment right now. And that's not easy. And the people that, you know, we know that we've lost, for Trevor Moaz, a friend of mine, a speaker, and to see him die at age 47. And that's why we are talking about this, because this is not something that you think will ever happen to you. And it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, if it's going to happen to me, it can happen to anybody. And so, you know, that's why we want to get out and say and get information out and use the platform as we're able to share, to motivate, and to support people in what they're going through.
Dave, do you have an expectation of how long you might be away from the team and an optimism that you'll be able to return and coach again this season?
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what we'll, I will tell the team here on Saturday. But it's similar to how we report injuries with players. We kind of don't put a return date just because then, you know, you kind of get held to it. Right. We'll do the same thing. You know, I have a goal in mind, that I hope I can feel well enough to come back. My doctors feel that there's a complete expectation of living a long life and coaching again this season. So, when that is, or it gets closer, or we can do a second hit and talk about, you know, how this thing is going, and what people need to know, further from here. But I will definitely, hoping to be back this year and sooner rather than later.
Dave, I bet this has been a lot of fun to coach. You've had a group where you've been missing people, increasingly missing players in your lineup, key players. And you've kept winning. And when you haven't won, you've been super competitive. My sense would be that this has been, in a lot of ways, like something you kind of love as a coach, because you've really got a group to buy in. And whoever's been on the court has allowed you to probably win some nights you probably, maybe we were even a little surprised you won.
Absolutely. Well, it's, yeah, and you never want to be, like you're surprised because you feel like, oh, you don't want your guys feeling like we're lesser talent. No, we go out every night and compete. And it's been really fun and gratifying to watch this group come together because, you know, you've talked about different teams and the journeys of different teams. You have a team that is constructed as we are with the max contracts that we have. It's not like it, when you have it that way, that you then have, you know, 8 or 9 mid-level players, right? There's the middle class in this is not a ton of dudes. And so what we have is Shake Milton, Tyrese Maxey, Matisse Thybulle. And to see these guys and grow in their games is just completely gratifying as a coach. And I'll say it's no different than being a teacher in a classroom and watching people get the concepts that you're trying to teach. And this is a team setting. George Niang has been terrific. What a great get for us. And Andre Drummond, that's a great get for us. And the camaraderie and guys playing together and pulling for each other, you know, there was a tough stretch there, you know, where we were playing 5 games in 7 nights. Then it was 6 and 9 and it just didn't stop while you're having some of these issues with the COVID. And really, really proud of our guys and just really impressed with Doc. I've enjoyed this year with Doc. You know, last year was our first year working together. We knew each other and you kind of feel it out. And I watched and I contributed as much as I certainly could. And even this year, he's even better than he was last year. He has the attention of the team. He's pushing all the right buttons. It's really been fun to watch him as well. And for him to get his 1,000th win last week, that's big time. I'm really, really, really happy for him.
Last thing, Dave, and speaking of Doc Rivers, it's always been kind of one of my favorite moments on the pod. I had Doc Rivers and Eric Spoelstra a couple years ago on my pod together, just 2 championship coaches and just talking about the profession and the league. And I asked them a question. I'm going to play it for you here. I think you've heard it, but I'd like to hear your reaction to this exchange I had, Eric Spoelstra and Doc Rivers.
I always like to talk to coaches about who they think the toughest guys are to prepare for. And it's not who you guys think are the best coaches, are not who the public would necessarily always think. Sometimes, you know guys who don't get, who maybe haven't been blessed with great rosters, but you always feel like, man, they're going to challenge you in every way. Like, who's a guy or two that when you guys think the public doesn't talk about them, maybe they haven't won championships, but you say, man, that guy's tough to prepare for.
I don't think there's any off nights. I mean, I really don't. I mean, there's only 30.
Yeah.
There's only 30 and, yeah, I don't. Dave Yeager, played against him as a game coach, he's
name.
A damn yeah, good as a game coach. He keeps you on your toes, and you can't prepare for a lot of the things.
That is hilarious. I was going to say Dave Yeager. It's funny. The first time in Memphis, we're about to play Memphis, and I don't know who my assistant. And I'm terrible with names at times, and so. Dave comes over and says, hey, introduce himself. And I go back to bench. What's that guy's name? I'm asking my coaches, like, what's that guy's name? I can't remember his name. But every night, every time we played him, you know, it's funny. We swept Sacramento last year. And no one wanted to play Sacramento last year. He runs great stuff.
Yeah,
he really does. Quirky, which makes them even better in some ways.
It's not bad stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's quite a blessing by those guys to say something that nice. And but hey, when that came out, you know, I was sitting out that year after leaving Sacramento, so that really, you know, touched my heart and warmed me. But it's really cool because, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. They respect, I think, the science and understand there's an art to blending that. That is what both of those two guys are really, really good at. And that's, you know, the guys that I've come up admiring, you know, Popovich and Rick Carlisle and Flip Saunders and George Karl, they got that part of it, that it is an art in it, but it's not just your gut. It's blending the science and the art. And both Doc and Eric have that. And that was very, very cool.
You've had it for a very long time in this profession, Dave.
Appreciate you taking the time to come in, share what you're going through right now. I know it's going to help folks out there. It is not an easy thing to talk about.
And Dave, wish you the very best. I know you'll be back this season. I know you're going to be healthy again. And I think certainly a lot of people in the NBA community and beyond are going to be thinking about you, praying for you, and knowing you're going to come out on top against this.
Thanks, Woj, man. I appreciate it, and you know, you're the best. And so, for us to be able to talk about this, it's not comfortable, it's not enjoyable. But if we can help some people or motivate some people, you know, this is fantastic.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.